He's sometimes wrong.
I'm an analogy guy. You guys don't like my analogies.
He's sometimes really wrong.
Could you imagine if Elaine broke up with you and I said, not the end of the world, Rich?
But he's always entertaining.
I'll give you another analogy. When Rich left us for 4 months, if you play by play, and I said, big deal! Who the hell needs him anyway? Not gonna hurt the show. It's not the end all, Brady. Rich is leaving. So what?
It's Arnie Spanier.
Right, Doug, what was my interesting point? I don't remember anymore.
On The Huddle on 101.3, The Game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in The Huddle. 101.3, The Game. Moving along. I was going to say, it was going to go to the other. Moving along on this, whatever. Rich has the day off. Of course, he has the week off.
Your time is coming. You have vacation coming in a couple of days.
I may change the days up a few of those
again,
days.
Again, I already signed off on it.
I know that,
it.
But
God,
I never turned it. I know. I have to. My brother's just absolutely a mess.
God, are you a mess. Pain.
I told you I had to put it down $1 million insurance policy to drive this RV. What a waste of money. What a waste of money. What a waste of the RV. It's ridiculous. I have no idea what he's doing.
Just drive a Volvo or something?
No, he has only two people to drive. He was looking for drivers, but I was going to have some of my buddies go there, but he didn't want to fly him out, but he didn't want anybody flying. You know, the whole Corona thing, it's a mess. It's a big mess. I don't know what the hell he's going to
do. He should just let
you. He wouldn't even let me. He doesn't want me flying. And then getting in the RV with him.
I'm saying he should just let you have full ownership over the house for a while. Just let you make all the calls.
I'm pretty much going to.
There you go. That's all that matters. And I could just see the Arnie Spanier / Huddle frat house.
Oh, could you imagine if we had a party there?
Oh, my God.
It's a very quiet neighborhood, though.
See, you said it was a fixer-upper, right?
Yes, it is. We could destroy that thing.
If it's a fixer-upper, let's just throw a big rager.
Wow.
Let's trash the place. Let's get it fixed anyways. No big deal.
What a
party
we could have there.
I mean, if you were any fun and was willing to have some beer, your wife would drink at least a
seltzer
or something.
I have to find somebody that's going to put together the electric bikes he ordered. He's getting three of them. So I figure, $100 a bike for somebody to put them together?
I'll do it.
You don't know how to put together a bike.
Oh, so what? Oh,
electric
how hard
bike.
Is it? Here's a giant
it's an
frame.
Electric bike. Electric one.
Here's a giant frame with a big pedal with the pedals and the big wheels that go in the wheel spoke.
No, you don't know. You have to put, don't you have to put together some type of motor thingy?
I've got a Swiss Army knife. I've got a giant.
A Phillips head screwdriver.
A giant utility knife. I'm good.
You're good to go, MacGyver. All right, so let's get to Gordo. I called them Gordo yesterday, and everybody's like, whoa, where did that come from?
Well, it's your informal Gordo.
Exactly.
So, Gordon Hayward appears poised to leave the Disney bubble for the Celtics because of the birth of his fourth child. So here's what we know right now.
Yeah.
His wife, Robin, is due to give birth in early September. The Eastern Conference semis, rather, are scheduled to begin no later than August 30th, and the Eastern Finals no later than September 15th. So Gordo is looking to miss some time for the birth of the child and then wants to come back to Disney. He can do that. There are strict protocols for getting back. He could miss as much as, he could stay away for as long as he wants, or he could miss probably as little as 2 to 3 games, Arnie. Do you have any issue with Gordo stepping away from the Celtics in the middle of a potential championship run?
I don't have an issue. My thing is, though, how many of his teammates would have an issue? And don't tell me they're all not going to have an issue, because that's not true. And I'll give you an example. Let's say we were going to do a remote at an old age facility here, living assisted, all right? And, living assistant, your coronavirus and all that, that's where they, start out there. That's where they just breed. And the boss said, Brady, we're just going to send you because we don't want to send Rich and Arnie because they're over 55 years old. They're more susceptible to the coronavirus. That should upset you.
Yes, it would.
That should upset you. You may or may not say anything, but you'd be saying to yourself, well, why is their life more important than mine? Just because they're older. And matter of fact, my thinking, if I was you, I'd say, hey, my life should be more important. I'm younger. They've lived their life. And that's another, and I know maybe that's not fair, but that's the counter to that. When are the teammates going to say, well, wait a minute here? And I know he has a good reason, but what is exactly the protocol?
For him getting back?
No. Any athlete. What's the protocol for who gets the time off? If you have an underlying illness, if your wife, your children. How about your parents? Then is it in-laws? Is it grandparents? Then it goes to cousins and then uncles and then maybe somebody you dated. Where do you draw the line on family members and whose family member is more important than the other teammate's family? You get to miss time for a mother-in-law, but I don't get to miss time for my own aunt who raised me as a kid. Where are you drawing the line?
Yeah, but see, I think you're taking it completely out of context.
Okay.
In your first example that you gave.
Yeah.
I wasn't given the choice as the employee. The boss was dictating it. So that's where the difference is.
You say no.
Gordon Hayward has a choice here.
Right, right.
And the league has infrastructure in place for expectant fathers to leave the bubble and then to come back. Also, to your next point,
right.
Gordon Hayward's not saying, I'm leaving because of coronavirus. He's saying, I'm leaving because I want to be present for the birth of my child.
I understand that.
I do believe, I don't believe anybody will say it publicly. I do believe privately there would be a teammate that is resentful that one of their better players, and we can debate about how important Gordo is, but nonetheless, he's averaging 17 points a game. Someone's going to be resentful that the Celtics may not win a championship because Gordon Hayward left.
Mostly probably fans on there, it's not so much Gordon that that I'm making the comparison to. It could be anybody that doesn't want to play. I mean, Trevor Ariza, he's the one that has child visitation for the month.
Yeah.
So he's not going. Could you imagine if that was LeBron and LeBron said, I have child visitation for the month, I'm not going to play? Yeah,
but I've said this forever. Yeah. Whether the players agree publicly, they know better than to question family and to question money.
Health, too.
Right? Yeah, they don't get involved with people's contracts by and large.
Right.
And when they do, they get slammed for that like Baker Mayfield did
last year. Right, right.
And they don't go after people's family reasons.
Right.
When I heard this on Friday, and again, I was way out of touch. When I heard this on Friday, I thought, wow, Gordo's leaving for the entirety of Disney. He's going to miss everything beyond the time the kid is born. He just wants to see the child be born. He said it's important for him. He's been at every other birth of his children. And then he wants to come back. If he's gone for less than 7 days, which I imagine he would be, get to where the child is born, baby's born healthy, there for a night or two, you come back to Disney, he's got to quarantine 4 days. He could be gone for as little as a week. In its entirety. Well, and in a week, you might only miss 2 to 3 games.
Now,
it's tough for the Celtics. It's a tough break for them. But I think the players will understand it, at least publicly. And when it comes to another man's family and how they raise him and what's important to him as a father, we really have no counter to that.
You've changed my mind now. Just because of what you said now, I don't think he should go. I was behind him. I was ready to go. It's family. And you changed my mind. Because you said he's been at all the other births out there and all he does is want to see it. Well, maybe we could find some middle ground. Maybe we could do it on Zoom, and you could watch it that way. Just like people aren't allowed into hospitals and nursing homes and living assisted to say goodbye to family members who are dying. Now, if you told me that his wife had an underlying condition and he felt like he needed to be there for moral support or something like that, then you had me. But just to go ahead and be there to look on your fourth kid, I'd say, well, we can set that up. I'll hook up the Zoom, and you look at it through the computer. Is that fixable? Can we work it that way? You said just look, so I'm giving you another option.
My first thought was, I know you can't fly when you're this close to the baby being born. My first thought was, could she come to Orlando and have the baby born right outside the Disney bubble on her own?
Right.
And then, you know, women
what,
have
in the
their,
street?
Women have their doctors and all that, and you don't want to bring them to Florida either.
No, you can't do that.
So you can't do that. But, look, we get this all the time about paternity leave. It's written into contracts. It's written into collective bargaining agreements. Whether it happens in the playoffs or whether it happens for game one of the season or game 40 against the Washington Wizards on a Tuesday, NBA players are allowed to go away for the birth of a child. And the players seem to understand that, and they all, as fathers, seem to be on board with it. If the Celtics were down 2-0 and Gordo could have been a huge difference, I guarantee you there's going to be a player that says privately in their own mind, I wish we had Gordon Hayward, but they will never say it publicly.
Who got slammed the most for missing a game? I think it was Vince Carter.
Daniel Murphy got slammed for the Mets a couple of years ago of your Mets. He got taken to task publicly.
What did he miss a game for?
Paternity leave.
Okay, Vince Carter missed a game 7 in the playoffs, I believe, to walk in graduation.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, please Google that.
Vince Carter, I don't believe, has ever been in the finals.
No, of a playoff. Did I say finals? I meant playoffs. It was a game 7 in the playoffs. I don't know. It could have been in first round or what. I don't know. Maybe they were only best of 5. So it might have been a deciding game. But he graduated years later, and it was very important for him, and he wanted to be there for graduation, the walk. And I believe it was a final game And he caught a lot of grief for that, man.
He went to the graduation and played in the same day.
Oh, he did play in the same day.
So it still required travel and jet lag, potentially, but he did go.
I thought he had missed the game, so my bad. That he got a lot. He still got a criticism for that, though.
I don't remember what game it was, but remember when Isaiah Thomas's sister died? If Isaiah Thomas, now he came back and he played in that playoff game for the Celtics. But if he had sat, we all gave him a free pass because he was dealing with the death of his sister.
Right.
People are going to give Gordon Hayward a free pass. Where I think you'd see the issue is, and Arnie, you had a kid, I haven't.
Right.
And provided there's no complications, you think the baby's on its way, you go fly to where the baby's going to be born, baby gets born. Maybe that all takes, let's just say, 2 days. I think people, if he took 10 days to be there, I think people would have a problem. If he saw the birth, got there the day before, saw the birth, and left the day after, and then came back
that's
and missed.
That's still 8 days, though.
Well,
because you got a court more than that, don't you do 14 days or is it just 7 days?
No, he's only got to do 4 days from coming back to Disney.
All right, so a day or two up, a day back, and four more days, that's 7 days.
So he, I mean, but in 7 days, he might only miss 2 to 3 games. If he starts, what I'm saying is if he takes 10 days, he's going to get some grief nationally here. If he takes 2 days and then is gone for a total of six, I don't think it's going to be as bad as you think it is.
Well, it depends on where they are and what the series is and all that.
As a fan, I'd love to say, Gordon Hayward, hey, you've seen the birth of your other three kids, and the fourth one you could do on Zoom, and oh, the kid's not even going to know, and blah, blah, blah. But that's not how players think. And as I've gotten older and just gotten closer to the idea of fatherhood, I'm also thinking differently now also, where the players are going to be on his side. It's different. For the fan is going to think that. The players are not.
Oliver says, you can't fault him for wanting to see his child born. He seems to have planned it. This happened in the off season. It's not his family's fault. The season's been delayed 3 months.
That's
absolutely
true.
Right on that. I got that's a big part of this. Should have brought that up earlier.
Well planned by Gordon and Ron.
Yeah, exactly. Tony says he would have missed two games probably. It's the birth of a child. Give me a break. No, look, I have no problem against Gordo. It's other people that are going to say, I don't want to play. Wait till Mike Trout says it. Mike Trout's wife's having a baby. Do you think it's going to go this smoothly for him, Brady, when Mike Trout says, yeah, I think I'm not going to go ahead and come on back. I'm going to call it a season or what?
Well, if he wants to call it a season for this, that's far different. If Gordon
Hayward, he may call it a season.
And that's far different. Yeah. Gordon Hayward has said, I want to come back. He said, I want to be there. It's important for me and my family. It's a decision I've made. I want to come back. And I don't. Maybe things will even be different for Gordo in September. If the team is down 2-1, or if the baby's going to be born a week later and it's 3-3 going into a game 7, maybe even he'll feel differently then. But right now, I can't fault him for saying what he's saying.
I want you to know that a lot of people I know, the wise guys out in Las Vegas, betting the under win total for the Angels, just in case Mike Trout doesn't come back, they're looking for the under. And even if he does come back, then they figure they got a 50-50 chance. So they're going to go ride with that one.
Well, it's definitely different for a guy who misses the entirety of the season
than
a guy who is gone for a week, even if it's the playoffs.
All right, 802-655-6672. If you want to go jump on in, Town Fair Tire text line. They said what is next. You're in the huddle. What a 1.3 the game.